Thank you for being a guide. May God bless you and use you as a servant and as a messenger of His salvation. Now, as your guide, you need to make sure you have a couple things. You might want to have a pouch to carry your cards. You also want to have like a biblical name and a town to travel from. And it wouldn't hurt to know where that town is actually located in comparison to Bethlehem. This is usually how I start. Well, shalom. My name is Timothy, and I'll be your guide back in history to the very first Christmas. As you come on this journey, ask any questions you might have that might pertain to first century Bethlehem. We are going to travel according to enrollment, so please keep your group together and stay with me, your guide. On the way down the sidewalk, I usually talk to my group, get to know them, count how many people there are for sure, and then I usually don't start the next line till I cross the road. Back during the time of birth of Christ, Caesar Augustus declared that all the persons from the house and lineage of David must go to Bethlehem and be taxed. Therefore, we must go and register so that we may enter the city. And since Bethlehem is a crossroads of travel, many types of money is used here.
Caesar Augustus has decreed that the entire world should be registered and taxed, everyone in his own city. And you, being from the house and lineage of David, have come to Bethlehem, which is the city of David. May I have your name and the number of people traveling with your family?
Yes, my name is Timothy, and we have 12 guests with us.
And where are you traveling from?
We've come from Joppa.
Well, be careful today. The Romans are in a foul mood. And welcome to the city.
Well, thank you. Shalom. Now, everyone who enters must pay his taxes, but the tax collector only accepts the Phoenician half shekel.
Halt, by the order of Caesar Augustus. Have you been counted in the census?
Yes, we have.
You've darkened my gate long enough. Move along.
Come, let's pay our taxes.
How many are traveling in your party? Don't forget to count the slaves and animals. All must pay a half shekel for every man, woman, and child and animal.
Oh, I know he charges too much, but there's little we Jews can do. He pays to the Romans what they require and keeps the rest for himself.
Move on. No lottery.
And this is where the Romans live. They act like they own this town, always pushing people around. I'll be glad when the Messiah comes, and he'll be our king. Now, Jerusalem's only about a half day's travel away. Even though our marketplace is small, it is well-traveled. Nomads often come here for provisions. Not on our left, someone is selling some salt.
We have fine salt for sale. Salt is not only used as a preservative for seasoning, but more important, it is used for sacrifice and temple worship. No, don't touch, don't defile. That's my very best salt for temple worship. This salt comes from the Phoenician coast where the very best salt is mined.
I'm sure we'll see how precious it is when she tells us the price. And only, how much is this salt?
Only a denarius.
A denarius? A whole day's wages for such a small amount of salt? We can only hope God will bless us without this precious Phoenician salt. Here we have some of our food merchants. There's not a lot of food left since the city has had so many people come here for the census and taxation. And look at these pomegranates. They make such a refreshing drink. And your fruit is also very tempting to the eye.
Well, we've had lots of business with so many people coming in for the census. I'm afraid we don't have a whole lot left. But what we do have is very good. We have delicious dates, figs, melons, and almonds. And priced very reasonably. You need to purchase some now because later might be too late.
Step aside, step aside.
Those Roman soldiers take anything they want, and we can do nothing about it.
Yes, we're at their mercy. Say, have you heard any news in town today?
I did hear something earlier today. They say that a woman and her husband were sleeping in the stable because the city is so crowded, and she gave birth to a child.
Ah, there must be more people traveling here than I imagined.
I heard about that woman, too, and her baby boy had to sleep in a manger. Here, could I interest you in some fine vegetables? Our prices are the most reasonable in the city. Look at the fresh onions, garlic, and lentils. Tasty herbs, too. And we have some olives and some honey. These foods would make a hearty meal for these weary travelers.
Well, we still have to find a place to stay before we can think about our evening meal. But looking at all this good food, we can certainly say that the Lord has given us a bountiful harvest this year.
Indeed He has.
Here, come over here to the oil and lamp merchants. You know, oil is very necessary to our way of life.
Yes, we have several different types of oil, castor oil, almond oil, and the most important is olive oil. This is used for cooking, lighting, skin care, perfume, medicine, and the temple rituals. Our olives are hand-picked, and each tree gives 10 to 15 gallons of oil.
Oh, that is a lot of oil. And what are you doing with this basket?
We are filtering the olive oil to make it more pure for use in temple worship.
You know, clumsy me, I broke a lamp this morning. Will you save this lamp for me, and I'll replace it?
I'll put it away for you.
Oh, thank you. Shalom. Oh, let's come over here to the wine cellars. How are you? Does your wine taste as good as these grapes look?
Oh, certainly. We have the very best in Bethlehem. It's aged a full 40 days, unlike some merchants across town who only age their wine 20 days. We also have wine made from pomegranates, dates, and apples. And we never put our new wine into old wineskins. Will you please stay and partake of some refreshment?
Oh, I'm sorry. We still have a ways to go on our journey, but perhaps another time.
Fish for sale. Fresh fish. Fish for sale.
How much for these fish?
These smoked fish are 4 mites, and we have salted fish for 3 mites.
And tell me, where did these fish come from?
My brother James brought them here from the Sea of Galilee.
The scriptures tell us when the Messiah comes, he will be a fisher of men. Please save one of these fish for me. I'll be back later and pick it up. What a treat this will be for my family and guests. Here across the street we have our city oven. While women grind their grain and bake their bread, they also have a chance to keep up with the local gossip. Just smelling the aroma makes me want to stop and have some.
We make different kinds of bread. Today we are grinding wheat, barley, and millet. Everyone is involved in growing and harvesting the grain.
Yes, and your oven looks very busy today.
Oh yes, the oven stays busy all the time since each person eats about 3 loaves a day. Bread is our main food and very important to our daily lives.
Yes, you know bread is important, but not nearly important as the Word of God. And you know we should read from that daily. God's Word is the bread of life. Here's the city synagogue. The synagogue does not replace or imitate the functions of the Holy Temple, like in Jerusalem. There are no priests or sacrifice offered here. It is the focus of the Jewish community activity in the city. It is the religious center, meeting hall, courtroom, and school. And this first section is our school. Boys come here to study from daylight until midday to learn from the Torah, which is the first 5 books of what you might call the Old Testament. The boys learn by listening to the teacher and repeating aloud after him. Memorization is a very important skill, and by the age of 10, most boys have memorized the 5 books. After the age of 10, the boys will go on to more advanced learning dealing with the more complex laws. In the center section, we find some of the town elders and men discussing community issues or questions about the scriptures. Let us ask to see the scriptures they might tell us about the Messiah's birth.
The scriptures teach many things about the Messiah. The prophet Micah says that only the Messiah can take away the sins of the world. Isaiah said, "All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have everyone turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all." When the Messiah comes, he will bring peace with God to those who follow him. The prophet Micah tells us that in the little town of Bethlehem, among the clan of Judah, one will go forth for God to be the ruler of Israel.
This is blessed good news. The town of Bethlehem is going to be the birthplace of the Messiah. Would you pray a blessing over us as we continue our long journey?
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Come to the last section, you see the town scribe. He has a copy of the Torah in front of him. He writes on parchments made of treated skins of sheep or goats or any other animal. There is one scroll for each book of the Torah. The ink is a diluted mixture of lamp and black and gum. The pen is a reed split at the end from the form of nib. The word of God is perfect and without error, so if the scribe makes any error while he is writing the book, the entire book must be destroyed and he must start over. No corrections or errors are allowed. Because of this standard of perfection, We know that the scriptures we now have are unaltered and perfect, as God intended. We are blessed to have a scribe here. Let's continue on. Up ahead is the home of Andrew and Miriam. Come inside. Our homes in Bethlehem are very small. You see, we keep our animals indoors in the lower level. They're very valuable to us. The family eats and sleeps above in the platform area. Things look very busy here.
Oh, yes. And it's hard to keep the children working with so much excitement in town.
Is that a flute your son is making?
Yes, from a reed he got from the creek that runs down to the Jordan River.
Well, perhaps we'll hear him playing it later in the marketplace.
Perhaps. Have you heard about this baby that was born in the stable? I know you study the scriptures. Could this possibly be the Messiah?
Well, the prophet Micah said that a child, the Son of God, would be born in the city of David.
Well, could our prayers really be answered? Could this be the promised Messiah, humbling himself by being born in a stable?
Oh, we can only pray that this prophecy has been fulfilled. Come, let's move along. Let's go to the inn, see if they have room for us. Come. Do you have any room for these travelers? They've come a long way.
Look around you. Do you think we would have room with the census going on? My own children are sleeping on the roof tonight. I'm sorry, but we have no more room here at the inn.
Yes, last night he sent a couple to the stable, and she was heavy with child.
Maybe you can find some room to sleep in the stable, too.
Oh, I hope you're not charging to sleep in the stables.
No, I do that out of the goodness of my heart.
Oh, God bless you, sir. Shalom.
Shalom.
Here across the way is the public well, where women come to gather water for their family every day. Someday our Messiah, Savior, will come, and he'll be our source of living water, and we will never thirst again. We keep up with the daily news here also. Here is a woman that always seems to be in the know, and she is very friendly with the Roman soldiers.
Are you talking about me? At least I know what is going on. That's why you always come to me when you need information.
Ah, yes, but you're always happy to oblige. But tell us, what have you heard about this baby?
Well, his parents are ordinary people. But I heard that he is the promised Messiah, and his mother is a virgin.
Ah, virgin. You know, if this is true, it fulfills Isaiah's prophecy regarding the virgin birth of the Savior. Could this be that our Savior has been born in Bethlehem? Perhaps God will reveal this to us in time.
Are you bothering this woman? Move on.
We must move on quickly. Ah, come over here to the brass and metal shop. Ruth, I see business is plentiful today.
We've had more business during these registration days than ever before. John is busy working on special orders for some of the travelers.
I've been working sun up to sun down to try to keep up with all these orders. It's hard to keep up with so many orders coming in at one time.
Oh my, what a very beautiful serving platter. I only wish to someday have enough money to purchase one of these. But I'm afraid after this, taxes, that will just have to wait.
Don't worry. John can always make you a beautiful serving platter.
Oh, that'd be nice of you, John. And we won't keep you from your work any longer. Here across the street we have many baskets. What beautiful baskets you have. We have bread baskets, fruit baskets, and several baskets for taking offerings to the temple.
Yes, we have been very busy. With all the travelers coming to Bethlehem, we can hardly keep up with the orders.
Do you have my wife Rachel's basket ready yet? She'll be by later and pick it up.
It will be ready. We know how important it is for the family for gathering the late harvest fruit.
Well, I'll be sure and tell her it's ready then. Shalom.
Shalom.
Come over here to the carpenter shop. Nathan, what are you working on here in the carpenter shop?
There is always work for a carpenter, making tools, farm implements, furniture. Today, I am making a chest.
Cedarwood from Lebanon. You can always tell a carpenter by the cedar chip behind his ear. That's the mark of his trade. Say, have you heard anything about a family having a baby born to them in the stables?
Yes. Not only have I heard about this, yesterday the family stopped by here looking for the stable, and the father is a carpenter from Nazareth.
I guess it's true what we've been hearing. Let's come through town. Come over here. These are our cloth weavers. My, what very beautiful cloth you have here.
We are very proud of our products, especially our woolen products. We buy our wool from the shepherds over on the hillside. This morning, they came and told a very amazing story about an angel who had spoke to them and declared that the Savior had been born in a manger in this city of David.
We've heard rumors of this all about town. And you say these shepherds are on the hillside?
Yes, just down the road.
Oh, thank you. Shalom. Let's journey on. Perhaps we'll be able to find one of these shepherds. And he can tell us where the Christ child is. Oh, come to the cloth dyers. I see you're dyeing purple today. It must be a very special occurrence.
My dye comes from many sources, but this purple comes from the precious murex shell and is very costly. We also dyed yellow from saffron, ground pomegranate, and this red from madder plants.
If the rumors are true about the Messiah, you want to save some of that purple cloth for him.
Huh. I heard that story too, but I'm dyeing my purple cloth for a king, not some baby.
But perhaps this baby will be your king.
Perhaps.
Now, as you can tell, we're coming near the edge of town. Now, potters are usually near the edge of town because they need room to dispose of their broken pieces. The pieces of clay are mirrored into the ground, and unfortunately this makes the land unusable but very cheap to buy, and is referred to as the potter's field.
Can we interest you in some pottery? We have cooking and food storage containers made from the red clay of the Jordan River Valley.
Ah, tell me, what happened to these here, all the broken ones?
The soldiers were by earlier and broke these. We are at their mercy, but we still have several nice pieces for sale.
I see you very nice ones here. But, you know, I see you're talented, but we're not in the market for any today. I do hope the Roman soldiers don't come back and break any more, though. You know, when I think of the potter and the clay, I think what the Lord says through Isaiah, that God himself is the potter, and we are the work of his hand. If we just allow him, he will mold our very lives. Come through the city gates. Let's see if we can find the shepherds. Are you the shepherds the angel appeared to last night?
Yes, an angel of the Lord came upon us, and the glory of the Lord shone round about us, and we were very afraid. But the angel said unto us, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And then the angel said, This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Ah, yes. And did you find the babe?
Yeah.
Savior, who's Christ the Lord?
Yes, we did. He's just down the way in the stable.
Oh, let's go find the Savior. Now, this is the Bithynian donkey. You may be familiar with the story. It is believed that this is the species of donkey Mary rode on the way to Bethlehem, when she is very heavy with child. You see, our God, being as perfect as he is, makes no mistakes. He knew that this child would die on the cross for our sins. And you can see a perfect cross on the shoulders of this donkey. Come, let's see if we can find the stables. Oh, it's true. The blessed scriptures have been fulfilled. Jesus Christ, our Savior, has come. The Christ child has been born in Bethlehem. Yes, all the world will know that the Messiah, the Savior, has been born. Come.
We have traveled a great distance. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
Well, we have seen him on the edge of town of Bethlehem. You will see him there.
Behold, the star goes before us. We rejoice and are exceedingly joyful that we have found the Savior. We have gifts of gold,
frankincense,
and myrrh.
Ah, truly these are gifts for a king. I'm sure this is the child you seek. After I turn the corner, I usually say a little short thing. As Jesus grew, he lived a life without sin. He began to teach in the synagogues even at an early age. Then about the age of 33, he began his ministry and he began to perform many miracles, healing the blind and the crippled, even raising a man from the dead. But you know, Jesus did something for each one of us. Let's go see what he did. Did you know that God loved you so much that he became a baby, a person, that he could die on the cross for you? The Bible tells us that we are all sinners, and that the penalty for sin is death. Jesus, living a perfect life, died on the cross for you. If you will accept this free gift and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you too will have eternal life. But it doesn't end at the crosses. Let's go see more. Jesus' body was taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb. An armed guard was placed to protect the tomb. But in 3 days, the tomb was empty. and Jesus had resurrected, showing victory over our common enemy of death. Many of us celebrate Christmas by giving and receiving gifts. God's gift to the world was His Son living a perfect life and dying on the cross for our sins, that we might receive the gift of eternal life. If you have not received this gift already, you can receive it by a simple childlike faith. Many of us express this faith through a prayer. I will lead us in a prayer of faith, and if you would like to receive Jesus as your personal Savior tonight, I'd like that you pray with me. Or others might desire to rededicate their life to live for the Lord. Please join with me and pray silently. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for loving me, sending your Son to die on the cross for my sins, and raising him from the grave. Please come into my life, make me be the Christian I should be. Thank you for hearing my prayer and helping me to rededicate my life to Lord and Savior. In His name we pray. Amen. Well, it was a pleasure for me to be your guide, and we are glad that you traveled with us to Bethlehem. We hope this will help you in having a truly Christ-centered Christmas. We would like to help you by filling out this response card for us. There are tables and some pencils, and if you prayed this prayer to receive Christ tonight, we would like you to share this decision with one of us. Let us know on the card. And may God bless you and be the true meaning of your Christmas. And Merry Christmas. God bless.